You're listening to Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Come on. And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Holly Hetzner, who is Legal Affairs and Project Manager with Prima Civitas. Good evening, Holly. How are you?
I'm fine, Cheryl. Thanks for having me on the show to talk about such a fun competition.
I love a competition, and I love one that goes beyond just a prize, but some real real experience and help and support going on. Why don't we start by letting you tell us what IGNITE is, the Youth Business Plan Competition.
Sure. IGNITE is the K-12 Entrepreneurship Volunteer Action Team in the Prima Civitas Foundation's Moving Ideas to Market Initiative, and it has launched its third annual statewide youth business plan competition. And this competition asks for written business plans for Michigan youth grades 6 through 12, and that includes homeschool students. And as a result of potentially winning this competition, students can receive over $2,000 in potential pre-seed funds to help launch their businesses.
And why is Prima Civitas involved in this? Why is this something that you got behind and involved with?
Well, the Prima Civitas Foundation is a nonprofit located in Lansing that has a statewide focus of working towards Michigan's economic stabilization and recovery. And Moving Ideas to Market is our entrepreneurship initiative that works to improve the overall entrepreneurship culture in Michigan to one that supports entrepreneurs from anywhere and at any age to idea to launch and from launch to growth and from growth to sustainability. And IGNITE in particular is the action team that formed around a network dedicated to K-12 entrepreneurship. And their goals include fostering student interest and knowledge about entrepreneurship and creating seamless linkages among grade schools, high schools, community colleges, colleges and universities for the pursuit of entrepreneurship education. And really one way to work towards these goals is to develop fun competitions like the IGNITE Youth Business Plan Competition.
And what exactly are you looking for? I imagine the ideas for a business can run the gamut. Are there any particular skills or business areas that you're looking for, or we're just going to let them run wild and show us something good?
Well, we have two divisions. We have a middle school division that has a first place, second place, and third place, and a high school division that has first place for a product, first place for a service, and, you know, first place, second place, third place. And then there is a new division this year for the best science and technology business. So really what we're looking for are businesses that could potentially turn into a startup for a student. So we really want to see these kind of realistic business plans and seeing what our youth can do.
And you've done this in the past, correct?
Correct. This is our third year doing this competition.
And what kind of things have come out of the last 2 years that obviously make it exciting enough to keep doing it?
Right. Well, one really exciting outcome was a young lady named Alexandra Rao. She was a first place winner in our 2009 competition, and she's from Petersburg, Michigan, which for those of you who don't have a map, Petersburg is located in the very southeast corner of Michigan. And Alexandra was featured last summer in the New York Times for her community-supported agriculture business, which she submitted then for the competition. And she used her pre-seed award money to buy garden supplies for her business. And she is now 15 years old and a freshman in high school. And she's just one example of the enterprising youth that we really want to highlight through this competition.
And one of the aspects of this competition that I thought was particularly appealing is that once the winners have been chosen or decisions have been made, it doesn't stop there for them. Through Prima Civitas, they get support and kind of guidance from professionals. I think that's extraordinary.
Absolutely. The students and the youth get plugged into our statewide initiative through Moving Ideas to Market. So they are really into the pipeline of all the resources that they would need to really grow and thrive and start their businesses. But really, and not just the winners, but every person who submits a business plan will receive written feedback on their business plans from our expert judging panel. And these experts are made up of entrepreneur support organizations, professionals, educators, professional business people throughout the entire state. So really, these youth are getting a really good hands-on experience and feedback on their businesses.
How many do you expect to sign up given the last experience of the last couple of years?
Well, last year we received 36 submissions, and my goal, if, even if it's a pie-in-the-sky dream, would be to receive at least one submission from every county in Michigan. And last year we received from a good number of counties, but I would just love to see one from every single county.
And what about information for folks to sign up? How can they figure out where to get started on this?
If people want more information, they can start by going to our website, which is www.primacivitas.org. And all the information with all the links and guides and rules and all of that are available through that website.
And what about the timetable for the competition? Does sign up start right now?
Sign up is going on right now. You can submit until Friday, March 25th.
Aha. Have some folks already signed up, and so you've already gotten a little heads up as to how it's going to go this year?
We haven't gotten any submissions yet, but we've been getting a lot of feedback from teachers and school districts and from students themselves who applied last year who really want to know what's going on this year and are really excited about the science and innovation category because that really helps to capture the students who are busy in science fairs and science olympiads to show that there is a link between STEM skills, science, technology, engineering, and math skills, and the skills needed to start and launch a successful business. So we're really looking forward to getting those students engaged.
Well, and this can only help to push towards that. The school aspect was another question I was going to ask you. So the folks, schools are aware of this, and they can get a hold of youngsters as well and make announcements to let them know at school.
Absolutely, but we really want to make sure that we help get the word out. You know, we're an organization and a foundation, and we're trying to spread the word as best we can, but there's a lot of schools in the state. So if you are interested, you know, please feel free to spread this information to schools, principals, teachers, and students in Michigan.
Well, and to get this to be the point of being a startup company, I imagine you're going to come up with some really interesting and innovative ideas.
Oh, absolutely. We've seen things from community-supported agriculture businesses to art businesses to culture businesses to social entrepreneurship to a lawn mowing business. I mean, it really has run the gambit, and it really shows the creativity of Michigan's enterprising youth.
And they just put together, they sign up and then they put together their business plan and details, I assume, are on the website, and then they submit it to you, and then whether they're winners or not, they're going to hear from the support team at Prima Civitas about the ideas they submitted.
Absolutely. Yep. And on the website, we have information about model business plans. So if you're not quite sure what elements are included in a business plan, that's okay. We have some frequently asked questions. We also have a webinar that's designed for students and teachers who might want to know a little bit more about this competition, how it started, how to be successful in it, and just how to have fun with it.
Well, just like for the folks after the fact, even getting the process started, there's help and support there available. Halia, I look forward to seeing how this is going. When are winners announced?
Winners will be announced in late April. We're kind of not quite sure when we're going to set that guideline because we're not sure how many we're going to receive. We hope we're so inundated with business plans that we're just overwhelmed and it takes us a while to go through them all. But we're really hoping for the end of April to announce the winners.
Well, very good. I will be in touch and see how the process is going along and look forward to hearing about the great ideas. Thank you, Holly.
Well, thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you so much. Holly Hetzner, who is the Legal Affairs and Project Manager for Prima Civitas. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.